We're Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good to be with you on this Monday morning. And joining us on the telephone from her office in Bloomington is Judy Brucker. She is the Executive Director of the Child Advocacy Center. She also administers the CASA program here in Central Illinois. Judy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Happy May morning. That's beautiful.
It really does feel like May when it's this beautiful and sunshiny. I have to admit.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. I'm not going to talk about the weather forecast right now because the forecast says it's not necessarily going to last. So we will stay on positive subjects. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
We have been having a luggage drive to assist you and your organization, and it's going great. We're just absolutely thrilled about this.
I am just amazed at the generosity of our communities. We shared with you in the last couple of months that we started this because we learned that children who were living in foster care were having to transport their belongings in trash bags, and we put a simple ask out on Facebook, and the response has been overwhelming. Our first response that we turned over to DCFS and the organizations working with them, the private agencies, was 430 pieces of new luggage, which is just phenomenal. And now we have WJEZ and Bank of Pontiac and the Pontiac Police and the Bloomington Normal JCs working on this. And, you know, I'm stunned by how this touched other people and how they really want to help.
Well, I've said many times in our conversations about this, Judy, it's such an obvious need, and yet until somebody spells it out for you, and of course the people who are there at the time of these moves are the people who had to make this information available to us, but once you hear it explained, it makes perfect sense. Of course they need these things.
It really does, and as we know, providing luggage to kids in foster care is really not something that state budget crises are accommodating of. And so this is something each of us can do to really help kids. And it's just been such a hands-on great project to work on. It really has been. And we're so appreciative for everyone who has reached out to help.
And we're appreciative, too, of all the folks who brought luggage in, because so many of the pieces, it's not been something that they did spontaneously. They actually went into their closets and dug out the old suitcases they don't use, made a special point of bringing them in. So our appreciation to all those great folks.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the difficulties. You mentioned the state, and let's talk about how things are going for your agency. In this budget turmoil we're in, are things working out for you, or what are you facing?
Well, as always, the majority of our funds that we use to run our three centers come from state budget monies. So we're having some challenges. But I always want to go with the so far so good theory. But the one thing I do want to do is really highlight the work that the Livingston County multidisciplinary team has done to work on our budget issues. Randy, your state's attorney, and all of the team members banded together when I presented to them a financial plan trying to help figure out how to ensure that there is no more deficit for running the Livingston County Children's Advocacy Center, which we've been doing since 1999 with the help of a lot of donors. And I had the privilege of talking with the Livingston County board members that serve on the Finance Committee, and they were just so supportive and just wonderful. So I think we're going to be able to put together a plan that ensures that we will, of course, always try to access grant monies, but at the point that grant monies aren't available, we're not going to have to just rely on donor money through our affiliated not-for-profit to make up that deficit. And as you know, these are statutorily required services that we must provide to these kids in these child abuse investigations. And I just can't say enough about how responsive and kind the members of the Livingston County Board Finance Committee and the multidisciplinary team members were when I talked with them.
Well, it is good to know that government is so often cursed here in this day and age. So it's nice to hear a story of government being receptive. It just would be better, first of all, if we could rely more steadily on state money. And second of all, if there were no need for your agency. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
I am right there with you. I always say, if I could just go sell flowers on the street corner, I would be so happy to do that. But I don't think that that's going to solve our problem. And when I was young and naive and early in this business, I used to think we could solve this issue. And I'm certainly not young, and I've certainly lost all of the naivety that I had to begin with. So as long as there's a need, we want to be providing the service to kids and families.
Well, I'll tell you what, Judy, we will stay in touch, and we will do what we can to get your message out, and hopefully the channels that you need to keep your operation going full strength will always be there.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone.
Well, Judy Brucker is our guest about once a month right here on the Community Forum, and she runs the Child Advocacy Center. She's the executive director, and she also runs the CASA program here in Central Illinois. Judy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Todd Weinberner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.